So it's Jade Colfe at the Colfe Man here, just calling in and just letting you guys know that just the other day there on the tennis show, which is based out of New York City over there in the United States, the ATP Tour Championships just wrapped up in London just last weekend. And it was Grigor Dimitrov who was a bit of a surprise winner of that event, taking out David Goffin in three sets in an enthralling final. And with both guys really probably surprise finalists there in London, Roger Federer going down to Goffin in the semi-finals, and Grigor also defeating the other surprise semi-finalist in Jack Sock from the United States. Nadal only lasted the one match and had to withdraw from the event with a knee injury. So interesting to see what he can do in the off-season in regards to that, and see if he can be 100% for the Australian summer of tennis and, of course, the Australian Open, one of the biggest events on the calendar. But the tennis show did a bit of coverage there on the ATP Tour Finals, and I called in and gave my expert analysis on what took place through the pool matches, through the semi-finals, and then, of course, the final where Grigor took out his biggest title thus far in a career that you would probably say has been really, he's probably underachieved up until this point in time. He's had a very solid 2017, made the semi-finals of the Australian Open, won a Masters 1000 event for the first time this year during the American summer, and now winning the ATP Tour Championship. So Grigor now shoots to number three in the world. So it's somewhere where I always expected him to be. As I said, he's probably underachieved. He was the number one junior in the world from Bulgaria. He comes from tremendous stock. Both parents were elite athletes, I believe, at Olympic level. You know, Grigor had been up until this stage, had been a little bit more flash than substance, but now he is starting to put together some very, very impressive tennis, taking advantage of that athleticism, constructing his points better, and just being mentally tough and really competing hard, which was something that he'd probably been criticised, being selective. Now he's bringing the total package to the table every time he shows up, and he catapults to number three in the world. So the tennis show report on the ATP finals, and what you're about to hear from myself is breaking down the ATP finals, what I saw through the pool matches, through the semi-finals, and with Grigor taking out the title. So with no further ado, this is Jade Colfe at the Colfe Man, and I will be back with some more sports action and some expert analysis. But in the meantime, enjoy my breakdown of the ATP Tour Championships in London, and we'll speak to you guys here all around the world soon. Yes, you knew the Colfe Man was going to call into the tennis show after the ATP Tour Finals in London are closed, and as you mentioned, Grigor Dimitrov to win the end of season championship. As you said, who would have saw that coming? And Dimitrov and Goffin in the final, and Roger Federer going out to Goffin in the semi-final. I think Roger was probably around about 70-80% for this event, and Goffin swung from the hip and took advantage of Federer's not being 100%, and full credit to him to make the final. Great win over Nadal early on. So Goffin, a really, really good event from him. But Grigor Dimitrov played outstanding tennis from the start to the finish of the event in London. And it was the way Dimitrov went about it from start to finish. He won three matches in tight three-set battles. He got through the first one against Dominic Thiem in his first round robin match. That was 7-5 in the third set, and that set the tone for Grigor. Because after Nadal withdrew things really opened up for Dimitrov, and he destroyed Goffin 6-love 6-2 in his round two match, and then Karina Buster, the Spaniard, 6-1 6-1, he filled in, and Grigor put him to the sword as well. But you know, that first three-setter against Thiem, really, Dominic Thiem really set the tone that he was in for the fight and was in supreme condition to go the distance and whatever it took. And Dimitrov's fitness and conditioning has been super impressive with some of these matches this year. I know we are only playing best of three sets, but he's been one to go walkabout mentally previously before, and it's been a bit of a question mark in his game. You know, is he up for the fight? Is he up for the challenge? Does he want to stay out there and really toil with the best players in the world and do things the hard way? And against Jack Sock, he lost the first set and came storming home in set number two, and then you know, was able to go the distance in the third set to move through to the final. So that's been impressive with Grigor this year. You know, going the distance, really believing in his ability to get the job done against the world's best players on the biggest stage. And he took a 1,000 title earlier on this year, his biggest title win thus far. And he proved himself in London again. You know, in the start of the year when Grigor really impacted at the Australian Open, making the semi-finals there, and he could have easily found himself in the final of that Australian Open here in Melbourne against Roger Federer in January of this year. But it took Nadal's best to keep the Bulgarian at bay. And, you know, for him to, you know, find himself in this situation, qualifying for the end of season championships, and you know, to win the way he did, things certainly did open up for him when Nadal went down with that knee injury after his first match with Goffin. But you know, he got through Sock in three, and as he went into the final, things opened up again for him, because he would have been expecting to play Roger Federer, but David Goffin, you know, swung from the hip, won that match against Federer in three sets to cause the upset and move into the final. And I certainly don't think Roger Federer was at 100% for this event. I think he was bothered by a little bit of a back tightness, a bit of a back problem. I think Roger is in need of a bit of a rest. But David Goffin's got to get full credit for getting through that match in that semi-final. He could have easily packed his bags after losing that first set. Yeah, the other six times that they've played, Federer's completely dominated Goffin. So Goffin to hang in there and fight back and swing from the hip and get the result there in three, that's a fantastic effort. Goffin has had a fantastic year. And I think that Davis Cup match against Australia in the semi-finals, I think that was when he went to got the belief and went to a whole new level. And for him to take place in the final in London was well and truly deserved. But still a bit of a surprise nonetheless to take on Grigor. But it was Grigor who had the goods, and he's shown a real maturity this year in the big matches. Just, you know, staying back, being patient, coming forward when he has two finishing points at the net, and just using that all-court game and that world-class athleticism that he possesses. And he comes from great stock, Grigor, and to see him now firmly entrenched in the top five in the world, I think it's well-deserved. Yes, there have been plenty of injuries this year, but the real test is, will he be able to back that up next year when players come in fresh and ready to go? So an amazing finish to the ATP Tour season. Very, very enjoyable. And, you know, a great way to finish the year with Grigor Dimitrov really coming to the fore and now looking to kick on and compete for major, major titles in 2018. So Dimitrov has shown that, you know what, he's gone next level with the mental side of the game, with the mindset, really being able to compete, play the big points on his terms, running around that backhand, dictating with the forehand, but also playing incredible defensive tennis that You really have to be able to do at the highest level these days if you're going to be an elite player. And, you know, goals now for Grigor, you would expect him to try and kick on and possibly win a major next year, being ranked 3 in the world. It's amazing stuff, phenomenal stuff, and an incredible finish to the season. This is Jade Kolff at the Kolff Man, calling into the tennis show, getting involved. The Kolff Man from the No Holds Barred studio. We will talk to you guys again here very, very soon.